The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, podcasts, and news are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. That's WGNPlus.com. I want to thank the Tribune Company for contributing to the Sean Green Show. Also, if you want to check me out on Twitter, it is at Sean Green Show. If you want to check me out on Twitter and on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. So if you want to exchange thoughts with me on Facebook, you most certainly can on Facebook. You want to see me go live and do stupid stuff on Facebook, you can. I'm always on Facebook. One of the things that I definitely wanted to talk to you guys about, especially after watching the debate tonight, or last night anyway, was, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was in California. And for those of you that listen to the show, you guys know that I'm always talking about porn. I'm always talking about my love of porn and things of a sexual nature. But one of the things that really caught my eye was Proposition 60. And is being pitched in the news as a mandatory condom law for porn actors and porn actresses. So this would make it mandatory from what is being pitched in the news. It would make it mandatory for them to wear condoms. Now, for somebody that watches porn, for most people, it'll be kind of like a killjoy to actually see your favorite performer actually, you know, take time out to even put on a condom. Well, I don't know how they're going to, you know, work stuff like that out, but that's what's being pitched out there. So I figure what I would do is actually talk to somebody that's in the industry and get their take on it. So who else other than Julia Ann, dope movie actress. She joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline here to talk about Prop 60. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, all right. One of the things I definitely wanted to ask you about Prop 60 is that, you know, most supporters, their whole pitch is saying that Prop 60 will it will cut down on the STDs in the porn industry. And it's to my understanding that most porn actors and actresses get tested regularly for STDs. Is that true?
We do. Actually, we get tested every 14 days, and the testing that we have, which a lot of people don't necessarily understand, is really state-of-the-art testing. It's not the testing that, oh, you got tested, you could carry it for 3 months and not know. No, no, no. This is state-of-the-art PCR DNA testing, so we actually know really close to any sort of exposure if anybody has contracted anything at all.
Wow. So it's not like the regular, like, I know I get tested pretty much every 6 months, even though I shouldn't, because I'm not really doing anything. But one of those things that when you get tested, it's not like the regular test that the average person gets.
Now, a lot of people get a test, which is called ELISA. It's a cheek bird test. So it's one that it's an old test. It was something that we actually used to do about 25 years ago. We used the ELISA test. But the industry likes to stay on top of stuff because it is our health and it is our safety, and it does really matter to us. And but to Prop 60, yes, in the summary, they're calling it make it, you know, a mandatory condom law. Let's make it mandatory for producers in order to protect their performers and pay for their testing. And that's your summary. And it sounds lovely and nice. But if you dove into it, you'd realize, and you thought back 4 years ago, in 2012, we passed Measure B. That was a condom law. That's a condom law. So then what is 60? Well, 60 is what they would call closing the loopholes on the condom law.
Huh.
But how they're doing that is first of all, the gentleman who wrote it, it's not a government entity. It's just a person who's using the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which is a nonprofit, multi-billion-dollar organization supposed to be helping people with HIV. And he's been spending millions to fight us instead of taking care of the people that he should be taking care of.
Right.
And, yeah, so he's siphoning the money out of there in order to, you know, forward his political agenda. And in that piece of legislation, he actually wrote a place in there that would guarantee him a lifelong position that the taxpayers of California would be paying for, along with all of his expenses, on top of the millions of dollars annually that California will lose. He will supersede the Attorney General and Cal OSHA, our governing body for worker safety. And basically, he's going to go over their heads, and we're going to be creating another job in order for him to go over the heads of the people we already pay for.
Right.
Which is insane to me that somebody can write themselves into a lifelong job, because the only way you can get them out is a vote of two houses of legislature. And I don't understand how that can happen. It's like you just have big bucks at your fingertips, so you can write yourself a long-term job. And basically his job is going to be to police us and incentivize any California resident a 25% bounty to file lawsuits against us.
Wow. So this is basically all about money. And one of the things that I was curious about is, let's say this passes, and let's say that somebody violates this quote-unquote law. Then, you know, people that go by pseudonyms or other names, their privacy would be exposed. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, when you file lawsuits, they become a matter of public record, and people's real names and addresses and everything else will be released. And while when you think of porn, a lot of people don't think of the divisions of porn. They just think of this guy and this girl and they have sex.
Right.
But that's not what we're looking at. You have to then break down the communities, just like you would in a county, right? You've got the black community, you've got the gay community, you've got the lesbian community, the transgender community, and what we would call the straight community. Well, let's just say that I'm safe safer than the others, because I would be considered, you know, the privileged community, okay? Because nobody really, although I get hate mail and I've had death threats and stalkers, it's probably nothing in comparison to the transgender community, the lesbian community, the gay community, the black community. So it would then put the marginalized workers within our own industry, it would put them at further risk of hate groups or, you know, people like the Orlando shooter. I mean,
right.
And it's not just the performers that are in the wake of that. Then it's your neighbors. It's the neighbors of the performers. It's the children and the families and everything else. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, the real problem with it is the way it's written. It's to lead you to believe that the 1970-1980s model of the industry still exists. So people think there's a performer, a producer, and a company, and there's not. When the internet came along,
you kind of killed
all that. The division, the division went away, right?
Yeah.
So now you're any person, any girl, any performer is now shooting their own content. They have their own websites, you know, and so inevitably, the estimate is over 75% of performers are now producing their own content. So they would fall directly under that. That includes married couples that are in monogamous relationships that are webcamming or developing content only between the two of them in their own bedroom.
Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, too, is how educated are people out there in California are of Prop 60, you know, because somebody that may occasionally watch porn may see this and say, you know what, that may be a good idea. And then you may have people that don't watch it at all, and they'll be like, you know what, this has to happen. So, and also, if it does pass, obviously it's going to kill the industry, and they will probably have to move out of state or overseas, and then people that are actually working here in the States, you know, they're out of a job. So, I mean, how do you fix that?
Well, you know, I would like to think, especially when you look at most people want to vote according to their party. So if you voted, if you vote according to your party, the Democratic Party in California, the Republican Party in California, and the Libertarian Party in California all oppose Prop 60.
Okay.
They've all opposed it. Every major editorial now has opposed it. Over 20 human rights organizations and other HIV organizations have opposed it. The Courage Campaign, which is a huge organization, they have opposed it. So when you start looking at all the oppositions, I would think it would make people want to step back for half a second and go, okay, wait a minute. It looks good in the summary, so how can this many groups, including my own party, oppose it so badly? I still think, yeah, there's a fear that most people don't understand that the division between producer and performer is almost non-existent. It frightens me to think that a lot of people don't realize that this will bring government into many married couples' bedrooms that, and it gets sued by another resident for a 25% stake in it, which just incentivizes people to create more lawsuits. But based on the fact that they didn't see a condom in the frame of a film, and you're going to, really? Who's going to step into someone's bedroom and say, you didn't use a condom with your husband?
Right, right. It's like,
and we're going to sue you now for 25% and all fees.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. Now, one of the things that I'm looking at here is that, you know, the opponents of Prop 60 raised a little over a quarter of $1 million, right? And the proponents of it raised almost $2 million, you know, for this. So it's kind of like a David versus...
Because they didn't raise it.
Say again?
Because they didn't raise it for this. But that's the thing, is that this is nonprofit money that he's using from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. The thing that I question most is that, according to law, you're not supposed to be able to spend more than $1 million of a nonprofit organization in order to take on a political stand. He has already done well over 1.8.
Right.
So how do you get away with that?
Yeah, unless somebody's like actually like funneling him the money from elsewhere, which, you know, one of the things that I'm almost certain that this Prop 60 would not stand in California. And if for some crazy reason it does, it'll get repealed like quickly. But it's weird that, you know, people come up with these crazy laws. And for the most part, when the people that pass these crazy laws are the people that are doing like the most craziest stuff that you can ever think of. You know, I mean, case in point, you know, Anthony Weiner, you had that. Then you had the guy, the senator in Minnesota, you know, in the bathroom, they had the wide stance. You got all this stuff. And it's like, look, everybody has sex. You got here by somebody having sex. I got here by somebody having sex. You know, it's natural. Just, you know, accept it, embrace it. You know, that there are different levels to sex. Yes. I mean, you know, some people don't take it, you know, as extreme as others, but it's all the same act at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if people are just safe and, you know, as far as like in real life anyway, because you never know who you're dealing with, you know, especially if you're just you know, the random person that like to go out every weekend and, you know, like to have one night stands, that's one thing. If you like to do that type of stuff, then yes, you know, use a condom and get tested. But if you're in the business that you're in, you know, and there's already a fail safe in place, then, and it works, then why not? You know, and I can't remember the last time there was a story about, you know, HIV scare in the porn industry. Right. You know, it's been years.
No,
you know,
it's actually been over 11 years since we've had an HIV. There hasn't been a proven HIV contraction on set in over 11 years on any test regulated set. And that's very, you know, people have to understand that our testing statistically has been proven to be at least as effective as condom use, because condom use is only 70%.
Wow.
And you... So this is at least as effective. And then the other thing that Michael Weinstein from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation refuses to acknowledge is it's called PrEP, and it's basically pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Mm-hmm.
The drug is actually called Truvada. And you know how we're always talking about preventative medicine?
Yeah.
Can prevent things from happening is the best way to go. Well, Truvada has over a 99% rate of keeping the spread of HIV. It will not, if you are with somebody, because there are people that, you know, obviously, for whatever reason, their significant other has contracted HIV, be drug use, blood transfusion, or, you know, sex. But you fall in love with somebody. So you don't have HIV, but your partner does, but you don't want to use condoms.
Right.
Truvada, you take Truvada, it's over 99% effective that you will not contract HIV.
Right, and I heard Charlie Sheen talk about that. Yeah,
from your partner. But here's the rub. Michael Weinstein has been trying to block the push of Truvada because he says it's a party drug and that the gay community won't responsibly use it. And I believe that was the same argument that people use over birth control.
Yeah, and with that...
adults can't be responsible. They can't be trusted with their own lives. So he must do that for them. And I'm like, how Orwellian can you get?
Right. I mean, if that's the case, then why serve alcohol to people? You know, or why sell cigarettes to people? Yeah. Because people overdrink. People smoke themselves into oblivion. So, I mean, that argument is pretty dumb.
It is dumb. And it comes down to the fact that personal responsibility seems to be at an all-time low. Like, you have to, nobody can be responsible. Michael Weinstein thinks everybody's stupid. He thinks nobody's responsible and everybody's just living their lives willy-nilly, not caring about anybody else. And that's just downright insulting.
Wow. You know what? I know we're short on time here, but I also want to talk about womenbyjulianne.com. If you guys want to check that out, make sure you guys go there. It's womenbyjulianne.com. I'm going to say that again. It's a really interesting website, and I like the setup of it. Tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know, when you say, hey, you guys, go check it out. I'll tell you what, you guys should check out Julia Ann Live, because that is really more of a male geared. Now, I do have male members in the Women by Julia Ann, but Women by Julia Ann really was a creation for me for women, because I had a lot of male and female members, and I found that over time they really wanted two different things. So I decided to give them their own site, so that way the men could say and do and be whatever they wanted, and the women who didn't want to hear it, they had their own place. You know what I mean? So, and I was like, go, you know, so we've got sex and toys and cooking and meditation and yoga and dietary plans and Botox. And so, you know, I'm trying to make this like women lifestyle sort of sex place where everybody can communicate and people can find support and community and understanding and there's no stupid questions and nobody's black and nobody's white and nobody's skinny and nobody's big and nobody's old and nobody's young. It's just everybody's beautiful, you know? And
yeah.
That's my perfect world right there is in My Women by Julianne Am.
Wow. And one thing I want to mention to you, too, the Shawn Green Show went down to AVN earlier this year. It was our first mm-hmm. go-around there. I had an awesome time. I had an awesome time just interviewing the different actors and actresses. And you won Best Actress in 2004, so congratulations on that. How is it to you now when you look back on AVN? And I mean, do you look at it the same way as you did in 2004, or do you think that it's time to kind of, in a sense, move on from AVN?
I don't know. Did I like the way it was? Yeah, of course, I did. But, you know, I don't know if that's just because I'm getting older, because I'm starting to sound, I feel like every person that I remember it in the generation older than me and the generation older than that, where they're like, I remember the good old days. And so now, like, you know, because I reflect on that, and I'm like, what happened to those days? But then you've got the younger people that are like, this is cool, because they don't know about the old days. So I can't say it's better now or it's worse now. I could just say that, yeah, I really liked the way it was. But again, I think it's just because I got older.
And there you have it, Julianne Am. Wow, adult actress. Make sure you guys, everybody check out Women by Julianne Am and Julia, is it Julia Live?
Julianne Am Live.
Guys, check out Julianne Am Live. I want everybody to check out Women by Julianne Am. Also, if you want to follow her on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's The Real Julianne Am on Twitter. So make sure you guys hop on Twitter, follow her on Twitter. She's ultra cool and just got even extra cool just for talking to me, because she didn't have to, but she did talk to the Shawn Green Show. Make sure you guys check out the websites. And thanks so much for talking to us about and educating us about Prop 60. And for those of you guys out in California, vote no on Prop 60 on November 8th. And also, as far as who to vote for, in 2016, like I said, if you listen to the Shawn Green Show, you already know who you're voting for. Julianne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Shawn Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Shawn Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter at Shawn Green Show. The Shawn Green Show on WGN Plus and ShawnGreenShow.com.